Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is Three and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. Oh, we can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile.
Say, welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, Tuesday edition of Three and Out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Billy Williford, intern Will getting trained up the right way here at Fox Sports Knoxville. Oh, do we have an action-packed show, too, today, Houston? Action.
We do.
Packed.
Well, they all are.
I mean, the College World Series in full swing.
Oh.
The Women's World Cup.
Mm-hmm. Thailand scored a goal.
Trucking along.
Good job, Thailand. Against Sweden the other day, too. We forgot to mention that yesterday.
Yeah, that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Oh, no, it was over the weekend. I guess I'm the only one who cares about Thailand.
Took him
91 minutes.
I thought a golf clap might be a little too,
too much?
I didn't know how to celebrate in
Would
this moment.
Would you prefer me to do a knee fart noise for Thailand?
Is that what? Did we decide that's what that was?
There's nothing else it could have been.
We were driving home Sunday from a trip over the weekend.
Yes.
My wife gets or sees something on Facebook where one of her friends had posted a video of her daughter, who's like, you know, 7, 8, something like that,
doing the
leg fart, yeah. Apparently bragging that she's the only girl in her class that can
actually
fart.
Do it.
So I didn't know if maybe that was a sign
she's
of girl
be,
power.
She's got to be proud of that one.
Yeah, you know,
just thanks a lot,
girl power. Maybe that's what Rapinoe was going for.
Thanks a lot, Rapinoe.
Weak and leg fart, too. Just like you men. Maybe that was the...
I'm all about that. All about that type
of... The message we were supposed
to
get there.
That equality.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... It's important. It's important to get that right. I'm still mad about that. I'm still... Like, that celebration specifically.
Just that one.
Yeah, I mean, Alex Morgan counting goals wasn't great, but, I mean, she did score. Well, she at the time she had 4. She ended up with 5. It's mm-hmm. kind of a deal. But the Rapinoe leg fart, I'm still just beat up about that. I just did not think that was very American.
You know they're playing Sweden coming up.
Yes, arch rival nemesis Sweden, who beat Thailand 4-1. If you're looking for goal differential conversation, the United States, it doesn't really matter what they do against Sweden. They've moved on to the next round. But I think you'd probably like to go ahead and take care of Sweden if you can. But what do you do? You're already in the next round. Goal differential's not going to hurt you. Head to head, I mean, you get a better. What do you mean?
They have to at least tie Sweden
to win their group. But they've moved. I'm saying they've moved on.
Right, right.
But I'm interested to see the game plan against Sweden, because it took it pretty easy on Chile. They kind of rested some folks. So what do they go all in? This game's Thursday at 2 p.m.
Yeah, they're
Thursday
at 2. This is a big deal. This is the match of the group stage. They want to win it.
All right. Well,
send a message.
There you go.
To the world. Or something, I guess.
Another message. They already sent the one message.
Right.
Which is 13 zip.
Mm-hmm.
Take that. Because we're America. Is there what happened to the College World Series? Anything good last night? Did I miss anything? Was it worthwhile? All I know is Billy informed me when I walked in that the Braves smashed again. So the Braves are hot as a pistol. They beat the Mets last night 12-3. What's their run total at now, Billy? What were they at yesterday?
78 yesterday.
78 10 games. And so now they're going to bring that average up with a 12-run contest against the Mets. They scored four runs in the seventh, three runs in the eighth. They did not have to bat in the bottom of the ninth because they were the home team. 12-3.
I think it was either the seventh or the eighth inning, they had stranded at least 10 runners.
The Braves had?
Yeah.
And still scored 12.
And still scored 12. They had 16 hits on the night. Wow. 12 runs, 16 hits. Not bad at all.
No, Florida State lost. Michigan.
You don't say.
Yeah, Michigan beat them.
They're not out of the 2-0. They're not out. No.
No, but now Michigan's in the catbird seat.
Michigan's hot as a pistol.
No, they are.
They're like the Braves right now. They're Kingslayers right now, Michigan.
Oh, and Arkansas?
Yeah.
They're out. Mm. Texas Tech came back to beat them 5-4.
You hate to see that. You really just hate to see that.
Tony Vitello's old stomping grounds, despite having one of the best teams in the country this year, Dunzo. Mm. 2 and out. It's like this
couldn't even get to 3.
But not as good.
Idiots. It's not nearly as good as this show.
Playing a slow pitch tournament once. We drew a team first round. Their name, 2 and out.
I guess they knew something.
They destroyed us.
Oh, sorry.
They were really, really good.
I don't get it.
Well, normally they're double elimination tournaments. Talk to one of the girlfriends, one of their guys in the stands after one of our wives, whatever. She said, yeah, they used to be terrible. So I named the team 2 and out because they used to go to these tournaments and 2 games, they're out of here. Double elimination, done. So, but that was a few years ago. They've gotten really good now.
Now they're Arkansas.
So there you go. Arkansas out. Texas Tech, I guess we'll play Florida State coming up at some point. That must be tomorrow. Today you got the other side of the bracket, Louisville and Auburn. That loser bracket game. Poor Auburn.
No, don't feel bad for them.
And then Vanderbilt, Mississippi State.
It's impossible.
Vanderbilt, Mississippi State in the winner's bracket.
Little SEC.
This might as well just be an SEC mini tournament over here.
Yeah.
Bracket number 2, I think this is.
I guess it's bad that it's the loser's bracket that ends up being the SEC. But
No. Vandy and Mississippi State, the winner's bracket.
Okay, that's right. You're correct.
I mean, if Auburn beats Louisville today, you're assured an SEC team will play for the national championship. I mean, I don't know. Do we like that? We have this debate over and over all the time in different sports, different ways.
In baseball, I don't know. I want Tennessee to do well. Everyone
else. June 18th, pal. I'm trying to ask some questions.
Dude, I'm with you. No, I get it. I mean, the rundown was slim this morning. There's not a ton going on. Unless you want us to go back and rehash the U.S. Open or... I guess that's pretty much
recruiting's about to start popping though.
Did
you see our boys on the golf course yesterday?
I did. The coaches are feeling so good. They're just going over to Foxden to play 18.
No, we don't. Just got them in the bag, ready to go.
I guess
got the schedule done. Just gonna start seeing the announcements rolling. I guess.
Yeah, 10 days. We should have some recruiting news.
Ten days.
In the next 10 days, there'll be some recruiting news. That's what I'm told.
The next 10 days.
Yeah, that's what I'm told.
Oh, okay.
I don't know why are you so...
It just seemed like kind of an arbitrary...
No.
Like it's not signing day in 10 days, right?
10 days. There's expectations now.
Oh.
What did I say? What did I tell you months ago? June.
You said June was the month.
Said June was the month. We'll see. I got 12 days. I got 12 days for June to be the month. Hmm. So far, so good. Fall's trending in recruiting. It looks good. Kerry Blackshear visits Kentucky today.
Oh, goodness.
We need a spy. If we have anyone at Kentucky, maybe at a summer class, or you live in Lexington, if you could go to campus around the basketball facility and just maybe get out some binoculars, look for the 6'10 baller that's being toured around by probably 15 people.
Uh-huh.
And just tell me if he's wearing a Tennessee shirt. Just give me some kind of idea as to what he's wearing. Is he going to visit Texas A&M, by the way? They're like the third team on the list, according to Chris Dortch, and he might not even visit.
I thought he already went.
Oh, I didn't. I saw yesterday that he hadn't. That they're still kind of up in the air on whether or not he will. Has he visited Texas A&M?
I thought it was just Arkansas and Florida.
That's what I thought. Arkansas, Florida, obviously Tennessee, and then Kentucky today and tomorrow.
Maybe I was just thinking about the Arkansas visit.
Maybe he was just trying to trick Buzz Williams. Yeah, man, save me a spot. That's what you get for leaving me, punk.
So we didn't really dive into this. Are we worried that Kentucky's after Tennessee, or does it bode well that Tennessee comes right before Kentucky? Like, obviously, right before is better than 2 weeks ago when he visited Florida, right?
Yeah.
But worried that Kentucky comes after Tennessee?
My fear is that if he had gone to Kentucky first, there's a greater chance that you just say, oh, nothing could ever be better than this. I'm going to Kentucky. So, like, at least you were guaranteed to get a visit by going before Kentucky. I like that. But there is some debate, obviously. Do you want the final visit? Do you want, you know, the visit before the final visit? Rick Barnes still has an in-home he can use, so maybe Rick Barnes did the smart thing. He's going to – because Cal's already used his. You only get one. So Cal's used the in-home. Now he's going to campus. So Rick Barnes may actually – technically get the last visit, not Kerry Blackshear to Tennessee, but Tennessee to Kerry Blackshear. He might take the coaching staff, go to Blacksburg, or wherever he's staying now. I'm assuming it's Blacksburg. Maybe he's finishing up class. I don't know. He's on summer vacation. Yeah, so who knows where he's staying. He's probably just on the road all the time.
Might still be here.
And Rick Barnes could probably go in and get, you know, 4 or 5 hours with him and the staff to try to close this deal. So I like that. I like that you saved that. Because at first, everyone's like, oh, Cal's the only person that's visited him. That's great, except that now if it's close, Rick Barnes is going to get a chance to go in and finish this thing off without having to worry about Calipari. Haven't heard anything about an official Memphis visit lately.
Yeah.
Chris Dortch might have nailed that one on the head by saying he doesn't buy the Memphis rumors.
Well, let's hope so. Shot that down.
No chance. Come on. I'm not even going to entertain the thought. No. It wouldn't happen. I knew it. I could just tell Kerry Blackshear's not that kind of player. I said I don't want a player who would go to Memphis anyway. And I meant it. We don't want him. If you would consider taking bags of cash from Penny Hardaway, I got no room for you on this roster. I'm sorry.
Doesn't fit the culture.
No. Penny's weak. He's weak-minded. Trying to say Tennessee wanted to fight his players because Jordan Bone got bumped by his guy. I got no time for that. And then going on all the ESPN shows to say, they had bald fists and were trying to fight my players. This team of Angels, they played Settlers of Catan and ate pals. I find it very hard to believe they'd want to start a fight with anybody. Not that they wouldn't fight well if they had to fight. I mean, I would have put a lot of money on this team in a fight.
Oh, no doubt.
Like Grant and Admiral. Jordan Bone's feisty. Turner?
Lamonte. Yeah.
Turner? Yeah. I mean, are we kidding?
He's a bad man.
He packs a lot in a small package. I'm just saying.
Pons is swole?
Pons, the hand speed alone of Pons. Just the quickness, side to side. And he'd just jump over you and kick you in the head. At least that's what I would think. But no.
And I mean Fulkerson.
He would do the tornado thing. I mean, he would make
sure the fight was chaos, yeah. No matter what.
He might just pick up one of those little chaos walk-ons and swing them around. It's like true. Not a bat, I don't know, like a human shield.
A whirling
weapon.
Something.
Whirling dervish.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know, that's a word. It is a word, I just don't know what it means, really.
I feel like it spins, though, whatever. It's whirling, right?
This is the hard part, though, with Kerry Blackshear not doing any types of interviews. Like, you have no idea where you stand after this visit. I mean, you've got rumors and hearsay and speculation. But we really don't know anything. It's not like he canceled the Kentucky visit, so I guess it wasn't the most perfect visit of perfect visits. Or maybe it was, and he's just a man of his word and wants to go check out Kentucky. But at least you're in the hunt and in the mix. And then you have Yosefat Bilal, just in case, as a backup. But then we have to wait and see what happens with the roster and who leaves and what that means. There are some names being floated around on that one, and they're not who you think.
Nate, that's your cue.
You're just going to let that?
Yep.
You kind of, I mean.
I mean, I secretly mentioned it yesterday.
I don't, it's a message board rumor. Like, it's very weak.
I said names being loose. Floated around.
Yeah.
And didn't this person say these, they had inside sauces?
Of course they did. So
I love those sauces.
I don't even keep up with the, see, if you're on a message board a lot and you post and stuff, you know.
Are
like,
you?
No, I'm not. Oh, good. That's the problem. You know, like, which people are usually right and which people are always wrong, you know, when they say things. It's like Twitter and reporters, you know. You know the ones that just throw stuff and hope it sticks at the wall. So I don't know. What, like, and the Bilal thing's weird, too. Like, if it feels like they know one person's leaving, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
feels
that,
very
that,
much
that
like that.
Logical.
Very, very much like Tennessee basketball is preparing to lose one.
But not knowing who the one is
it's very
kind of driving people crazy.
It's very confusing.
So I don't know if that means people are kind of making up situations or just trying to think through it.
I mean, if you think through it, it's obvious. But the name thrown out was not obvious.
Somebody said DJ Burns was going to
homesick was the term.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where's he from? What part of South Carolina? Isn't he like right outside Columbia? It's like 4 hours, man.
Yeah, it's nothing.
It's just a little.
Can't be at home. I think he's can't from, he be at home right now?
I think he's from west of Columbia, so it's even closer. Isn't he like northwest from Columbia? I mean, really? Homesick?
No, he's from Rock Hill, which
that's even closer, isn't it? What's the distance from here to Rock Hill?
Rock Hill's a little
north of South Carolina, or of, you know, University
very,
of South
way
Carolina.
North of of Columbia. Yeah, I'm just not sure how far east it is.
Isn't it like right below Charlotte? Isn't Rock Hill the big Charlotte?
Right, right below
yeah.
Charlotte. Yeah. What's where Clowney was from? Hefney was from.
Yes, Justin Worley. Not forget.
Yeah.
I don't think he did. He go to Rock Hill though.
Northwestern.
Okay,
probably.
They're like arch rival, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and then
a rival.
Then they start a new school called South Point, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So there's three.
Where did Clowney go? Did he go to Rock Hill?
He was at. I want to say he was at the new school at South.
Okay. Big rivalry, triumvirate there.
It's kind of the perfect place where it's not big enough to be like a big city to have all this other stuff to do, but it's got a lot of people, so they have good football. It's crazy.
It makes sense. It's like Goldsboro, North Carolina. You ever been there?
No.
A lot of people.
Just a lot of people.
It's somewhere between Charlotte and Wilmington. I'm not exactly sure. I know it's a long gap. I'm not a North Carolina geography major, okay? I don't know much about North Carolina.
Clowney was at South Point.
South Point. Well, we got to Rock Hill. What's my distance? What's that car ride like? Like 3.5 hours?
From here?
Where have you been? Do you listen to the show?
Yes, from here, Billy. Oh.
If he's homesick and he's here, I got to know how long it takes him to get home.
We're talking about all these cities in different South Carolina, North Carolina.
Oh, don't worry about North Carolina.
It's 2 hours from Clemson.
Billy, that doesn't help
what
me.
He's homesick. He might go to Clemson.
No, what? I'm not. I don't care where he goes. I care about
four
how.
4 hours.
It's 3:55.
4 hours.
Under 4 hours. Homesick. God, you know this is—it's just like Penny Hardaway in Blue Chips. He got homesick, but that was California to Chicago. Like that's a long way.
Yeah.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You think DJ Burns' mom will still get to keep her house and her new job that we got her?
Did that
if he transfers back? No, it's from Blue Chips, you moron.
Worley went to Northwestern. Same place Hefney went, I believe.
I think you're right.
That one. No, I'm just going to go that one
I thought
memory.
Hefney played for Rock Hill.
Maybe.
Check on that.
All right.
Butch McRae was his name. Penny Hardaway's character in Blue Chips.
Gotcha.
Butch McRae, he got homesick. Had to transfer back. Well, he was. And
you're
then,
right. Jonathan Hefney, Rock Hill High School.
Thank you. See? I can remember odd high schools where certain players played from years, years ago. But I don't know much else. I'm kind of a dumb. I'm kind of a slow on a lot of things.
I think you're selling yourself way too short.
I remember the dumb stuff. I don't know why. And I can't remember the
movie quotes, your money, characters.
If I could replace movie quotes stuck in my head.
Like with stock strategies?
Oh, my gosh. I'd be rich. We'd be on a yacht doing this show right now in the Caribbean.
Like Wolf of Wall Street? Like that yacht?
Yeah. I'd just be throwing out hundreds. Just fun coupons. Homesick, DJ Burns. You guys had him in your starting lineup. Couldn't be me. Couldn't be me that did that without ever seeing the kid play.
Okay, we said he could probably start.
There's not a lot of options.
I think he was in your starting five. No, I'll give you that.
I mean, I even threw out Fulkerson could start. I mean, he's the one you've seen play the most. Pond started some this year, and people think he's going to transfer. They saw that tweet about him going to France, playing in the U-20 team or whatever. Thought he wasn't coming back. So I don't know what you want us to do. There's 3, 4, 5 names it could be. Somebody's leaving.
It certainly seems that.
I mean, what happens if Blackshear signs with Kentucky and Bilal goes somewhere else and they just like, all right, we're good, and no one leaves? Isn't that weird? Wouldn't that be strange?
Yeah, because then it means they were going to run someone off.
But they decided not to?
Wait. We've had this conversation before, though. Is that bad?
What? Running guys off?
I mean, if you say it like that.
Preparing to run guys off, but not.
Processing.
Oh.
And being prepared to process. See, if you say process, people don't really know exactly what you're saying.
Making guys leave.
Process.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as good.
Like, you know, at the...
Telling guys they're not going to get to play.
At the... What's it called? Where the slaughterhouse. Oh, yeah. The cow goes through the process and then boom, steak.
It's weird because...
If you show people the process, they don't want
to
eat it.
In football, though, there always seems to be spots. That doesn't seem to be a problem.
Well, there's so many people.
Here in basketball...
So many. 85 versus 13. I mean, the numbers...
In football, it feels better because I think... As the coach, I'm going, hey, we just got this guy. You're not going to get to play here anyway, so why don't you go somewhere else where you get to play? That's what's in your best interest anyway, buddy. I'm trying to help you out here. But in basketball, isn't it weird when you have the exact right amount of people and you have to say, hey, we're going to bring in somebody because we think they're better than
hey,
you.
Hey, you five.
And now you're
you
not
You guys need to talk to yourselves, and whichever one of you, you know what, vote. Just vote on it. Whoever gets voted off. Basketball survivor, Tennessee style. Unless DJ Burns just raises his hand and says, I'm homesick, which some people are rumored. I'm not saying that's true. So don't run to the tweeters and the messages and all that. People ask us about this. They saw this. They show us this. We mention it. What if it was DJ Burns? Should we do the hypothetical on every player on the team?
Maybe.
That would eat about 4 hours of radio. I'm kidding. I don't want to do the hypothetical on every player on the team.
Ranking them.
But of the top 3, 4 guys that are quote-unquote eligible in our minds for the player to be processed, if it was DJ Burns, wouldn't that be just, like, he reclassified. He skipped a year of high school to come here. He redshirted so that he could play 4 straight years if needed, so he could get in shape. Hey, man, big season on deck. You're in great shape. He's lost 60 pounds. You've put in the work. You've done it. Here's your opportunity. We're 4 months from the start of the season, less than that to the start of workouts, and way less than that to the start of practice, and way less than that than the start of workouts. You've made it. Now we focus on your craft. Sorry. I miss my friends, my mom's cooking. He said he's from Rock Hill.
Mm-hmm.
What is there to do in Rock Hill? You said not much.
Nothing. Work out and play football, typically. Or
basketball.
Basketball.
He didn't work out much.
Maybe that was the problem.
All this work. I didn't have to do that at home. Guy's got a golden opportunity. How could you look at Grant, Admiral, and Jordan going in the draft and say, mm-mm.
We forgot Cordarrelle Patterson? Rock Hill?
I thought I mentioned him.
Did you? Oh,
I thought so. Via Hutchinson Community College.
Benjamin Watson, Johnson Joseph.
Okay, it's not a Rock Hill contest.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, they're good. I get it. But what
we need to get that pipeline going.
None of these guys missed it. They were like, JUCO, hell yeah, I'm out of here.
True. Very true.
Rock Hill guys love it at Tennessee. I'd be stunned if this is real news. I'd be stunned. But if it was DJ Burns, yikes, that changes some things, doesn't it? I mean, hell, we're banking on him for 10-10 a night. He's our key to the tournament. Now, if you get Blackshear, okay, Blackshear, Fulkerson, James, Bowden, Turner, yeah, you feel good about that five. No Dev again, but whatever. But if you lose big DJ Burns, we were counting on a rebound machine. And he's so smooth in the post, he actually knows how to have post moves. That was a stunning development that you brought forward yesterday.
A lot of people wonder if he doesn't play defense.
He's just—he's like 6'10". Just put your hands up.
Because they've seen the film, I guess, the offense. It's just fan. How do you have a take on someone you've never seen play college basketball? Like, it's impossible.
You put him in your starting lineup. I don't know.
There's no one else to put in there.
The only other option is John Fulkerson that we've seen play.
There you go.
Oh, and we said that.
We said that.
And I don't remember. I just know you guys were like, starter. How could you have an opinion on you? You haven't seen him. I'm kidding. You can do that. No, you can have an opinion. We all think Josiah James is starting. We haven't seen him play college basketball.
Good point by you.
Thank you. I don't know. This is like a hurry up and know thing, right? I just want to know. Are we processing or is someone already on their way out? Or a little bit of both?
We're going to have to wait. We got to hit some commercials. Pay some bills. Come back. Stick with us right here. It's Three and Out. You will be after this.
All day. Maybe we'll get to that later.
Oh, man.
You've been dying to talk about it.
Yeah.
I just got to set some ground rules.
Fair enough. Steve says if Burns leaves, and that will literally be no one that Barnes has signed since 2016 that hasn't been a role player. Zero impact or transferred.
Thank you, Steven. Dynamite drop in there.
Vol Nation Recruiting says, I know it doesn't make sense for them to grab a big man if it's this guy, but what if Lamonte is leaving because his shoulder isn't ever going to be better?
No, he's back. Don't worry about that.
We really are throwing out every hypothetical. What if it's Bowden? What if it's – we should go through the whole lineup.
I mean, if it's Bowden, you don't have guards. Like, Jalen Johnson better be the best three-point shooter of all time because he ain't good on defense. Better than Bone, apparently, according to statistics. What if Zach Kent's just a baller and we're selling him short? Do you ever think about that? What if we have not seen the best that Tennessee has to offer and they roll out big Zach Kent?
It's true. I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't think about that, did you?
No.
No.
Mitchell says, hypothetically,
okay.
If Black,
these are my favorite.
If Blackshear promised you he was coming, would you, Houston Cress, put every player on scholarship's name in a hat, and whoever you draw is gone for 1 year of Kevin Blackshear Jr.?
It's Kerry Blackshear.
Kerry Blackshear Jr.
No, not everybody.
What if I...
Do I get like three...
What if I left out Josiah James only?
No, man. Like, I think you don't have any guards. Like, your guards are Lamonte Turner, Jacob Fleshman.
You don't have to put him in the hat. He doesn't have a scholarship.
No, you're right.
You get to keep old Jacob.
Well,
there.
I'm saying even as a walk-on, he's your guard. Josiah Jordan James, listed as guard. Devontae Gaines, who apparently lost 15 pounds between committing and actually showing up to Tennessee. Huh. Wasn't he listed at 180?
He's a really skinny
164.
guy.
We have the skinniest officially team on the planet.
Buffalo, New York. Home of the chicken wing, and you weigh 164? Jalen Johnson also listed as guard. We have our defensive concerns with him. Jordan Bowden. They're your guards. Oh, Eve Pons, they have listed as guard slash forward.
Okay.
You don't have any guards. So, no, I can't lose Turner. I can't lose Bowden. They have to stay. Hell, you probably have to keep Jalen Johnson just because he's played and he can play guard.
Well, you know, the people that wear the tinfoil hats have the theory that Lamonte, his shoulder wasn't really even a problem during that one stretch last year. He was just
now, this
suspended.
Is reckless speculation, so be very careful. Don't say this is coming from you or other
I
people.
I said
will
guys
run.
With tinfoil hats like Billy.
But you might be one of these guys. People don't know. People talk like that all the time. Well, guys who wear orange shirts and gray hats sometimes say things like this, and I could be talking about myself, or I could be talking about someone totally different. You gotta clarify.
Yeah, if you're listening on the radio, I'm not, or the podcast, or the streaming, I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat at the moment.
At the moment. Just want to be clear. At the moment.
No, I'm not. I do not
know.
No,
we love conspiracy theories.
I don't have
on
any
this show.
Inside information on this.
But what's
that maybe Lamonte Turner was suspended when he came back from the shoulder injury and then had to sit again. And even Rick Barnes said, when people said, hey, when's Lamonte going to play? Well, it's up to him. That was code for once he gets his act together, once he, you know, quits being a problem.
What does that mean, being a problem?
You know, violating team rules.
Oh.
Or, you know, whatever.
So he was, like, late to workouts or something. Yeah, I got you. Once he started showing up to workouts, everything was fine.
But they were mentioning how if you look at the games he missed, it makes sense that those are the ones you would
suspend
for. Okay. You know. I mean, but then
we're going to try the shoulder out against Kansas. Because didn't he play against Kansas and Gonzaga? Or maybe he did not play against Gonzaga. I thought he played against Kansas. It's like, oh, didn't need him, didn't really work. All right, you're sitting for Gonzaga. Then you win. It's like, oh, yeah, you're definitely sitting out some games now. You're definitely being punished. Because he sat out to start the season. Then they brought him back, I guess maybe trying to warm him up for Gonzaga and Kansas. Then he sat again.
Yeah, he played against Kansas. He was 2-for-9 from the three.
You need to sit down, bud.
He came back for Louisville, Kansas, Eastern Kentucky, and then he did not play for Texas A&M, Corpus Christi, Gonzaga, Memphis, Stanford, Wake Forest, or Tennessee Tech. Came back for SEC play.
Makes sense.
Nah. I mean, he had a procedure after the season. I don't, you know.
No, I'm just saying,
yeah.
Regardless of that, this at least does make some sense. If you were wearing a tinfoil hat
right,
and looking for conspiracy
right,
theories, yes, that would at least make some sense.
So you wouldn't put all the names in the hat? How many names would you have to protect before you would do it?
Five.
Five? That many?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I think I'd go with three.
There are certain. Who are your three? Who is on your protected list as cannot lose them to get Kerry Blackshear? Who are the three you absolutely would not trade?
Well, you know, now that I think about it,
I think mine's going to be my three starting guards. I think it's going to be Turner, Bowden, James.
I mean, that's
anyone
what,
else? Sorry, you're on the chopping block.
That's what I was going to say.
Why would you trade a guard for a big? We need guards.
But what's you
we
know,
have some bigs.
I was going to try and rank those three, but the problem with Josiah James is, you know,
he's a McDonald's All-American. That there ain't no problem,
right? But I was thinking,
ain't no problem.
I was thinking
that ain't no problem.
I mean.
Are you doing the devil I know is better than the devil I don't? So you might risk James because then if you don't ever have him, it's like you never really know what
well,
you missed.
Well, I just wanted to say my initial reaction was, well, James is a freshman, so you obviously want to protect him, but he might
be a
senior,
one and done,
kind of like the other two guards that we're talking about. I mean, they're both seniors; they're done anyway.
Yeah, but if you have Blackshear so and James, maybe neither of them shine quite to the point that they do without the other. Especially James. Blackshear doesn't really matter. But if you have Blackshear, maybe Barnes can Butch Jones this thing and not give James as many carries. Bring him off the bench, you know, for special situations. Like, wow, he had 20 points in 20 minutes. Why isn't he starting? Blackshear's my starter. I promised him in recruiting. Just a hypothetical.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Just a
But no, I think I really think I'd protect my three starting guards.
Yeah, you have to. There's no other.
So just like that, you agree with me?
I think so. I mean,
Plavsic doesn't count though because he might have to sit out a waiver, so he's safe too.
No, he's in the hat.
Nope.
In the hat.
Not on my book.
Well, then you have
you
to. Go to four.
You got to be eligible to be in the hat. So Plavsic,
he might be eligible,
but he's not. So he's not in the hat. Bailey, Plavsic, safe.
So you would sacrifice.
Don't do the
boy,
individual. Don't do the individual
your boy
question.
Kamhua, Pember, Gaines, all the new guys. You would throw them in the hat.
Well, if I could only protect three, then yeah. Probably. I mean, are we talking about for next season? Or are you talking about like the future of Tennessee basketball? Because that's the thing. If you lose a senior Lomonte, like he can't come back. If I lose Kamhua for a year, I still got him for four. Because
No. I took the question, the hypothetical for Mitchell as you pull Kamhua out of the hat, he's gone forever. You get 1 year of Blackshear, Kamhua is in the portal.
Yes, I think Blackshear is that important to the prospects of you getting into the NCAA tournament. And I think the 2020 recruiting class is so good that if you miss on one of these guys or if they were to transfer, you're not in the dire straits. I think the biggest thing for Tennessee basketball to avoid this year is just a complete fall from successful basketball program culture. Mm. You cannot go from Sweet 16 to anonymity this year if you want 2020 and beyond to be good. I think Blackshear keeps you in the conversation for SEC regular season, SEC tournament, NCAA tournament. Making that tournament, obviously. I think Kamhua, like, the surest bet on the board is Blackshear. So, realistically, you probably should take him over everybody. But the worry for me is if you lose Turner, you've completely upset your rhythm as a team because you've lost your one true point guard to this point. If you lose Josiah James, to your point, you've traded potentially a one and done for a definite one and done. But Josiah could be here for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Bowden, maybe. But I like him. He's a Knoxville guy. I can't trade a Knoxville guy.
Yeah, you can't trade guys that you've already done
stuff.
Yeah.
I'm heart tied to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah, it does. We'll come back. Final segment, hour number one. Right back at you next. Final segment, hour number one. Talking a little Tennessee hoops. DJ Burns visiting Kentucky today.
No, Kerry Blackshear is visiting Kentucky today. DJ Burns is on our team.
I'm so shook.
You are shook.
Kerry Blackshear Jr. visiting Kentucky today. I've just been wrong all morning, so I guess I'll own that one.
Sip that coffee a little faster.
Apparently, the Texas A&M visit, if it happens, it will be next. Is that even worse?
Maybe. Because, I mean, Buzz Williams already got him once.
Yeah.
So maybe he knows the secret buttons to push. Speaking of shook to death, I watched the Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil and Vile last night, where Zac Efron plays Ted Bundy. That's good. You know, we're talking about who would we... from the basketball team so I wanted to bring this up. If you haven't seen it, it's really good. Do you know much about Ted Bundy?
I do not.
I mean, you know what he did.
Yeah. But I don't.
He's credited, maybe that's not the right word. He admitted to 30 murders.
Okay.
They think they know of 36, but they actually think the number's in the triple digits.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah. And Zac Efron, not a big fan of Zac Efron.
Mm-hmm.
He did a really good job. I would highly recommend this movie. Yeah, I liked it so much, I'm going to go watch the 3-part documentary on Ted Bundy. Probably start it tonight. Just captivating.
What was this one called again? The movie?
Extremely Wicked, Shockingly Evil, and Vile. It's not a very roll-off-the-tongue title.
Yeah, it's kind of.
But you know it when you see it. This was a good movie, in my opinion, because it's told. Do you know he had, this is wild. You might have not known this. He had a steady girlfriend the entire time.
Nah.
Well, not the entire time, but for a long period of him committing these crimes and murders. He had a steady girlfriend who he never hurt. He was like emotionally abusive from time to time and apparently later admitted that he was going to kill her at one point but couldn't do it. He said when he would feel the urge, the evil side coming out, he would just leave. Left her very confused often.
Hmm.
And he would just, quote unquote, drive 200 miles in the night to wind down, but really he was going to
wind down.
Yeah. Did you know he escaped from prison twice?
No. I didn't know any of this.
He jumped out of a courtroom in Colorado.
I just knew he was a killer, I guess. That's about all I knew.
He jumped out of a second-story courtroom. He said, I got to use the phone. The guard was apparently flirting with somebody in the, what you call the audience in a trial. Order in the court. The
audience?
Court. He was flirting with some girl in the court, and the guy jumped out of a window, took off running, spent 5 days in the mountains, and he got caught. Then he went to another prison, filed through the roof, escaped again. That's when he went to Florida State and did all the awful things down there. But if you haven't seen that, that was very, very good. But anyway, the movie is told from the perspective of his girlfriend as all of this is going on. So Zac Efron actually mostly plays the charming, nice, smart Ted Bundy.
Mm.
And you don't really see much, you know, scary stuff. That was really, really well done. Spoiler alert, though, he's found guilty. Not to ruin it for anybody.
You know, it doesn't have great
ratings.
Sorry,
Will, I'm sorry. It doesn't?
No.
Oh, 56 on Rotten Tomatoes. Wow. Yeah. I wonder why. Maybe they wanted more, you know.
Well, Jeanette of the New York Times said the problem with this biopic isn't Zac Efron or that cumbersome title, which you correctly pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
But his director, Joe Berlinger, he appears as seduced by Bundy as virtually everyone else in the movie.
No, but that's the whole point. That's why it was such a crazy situation, is this guy was very charming. He was very likable. He was very, very smart. They're trying to do that. That was the whole point of the movie, was that they wanted you to believe throughout the movie, yeah, man, there's no way this guy did this. He's so nice and kind. How could he ever have possibly done this? But that was the whole point. He lived a double life. They mentioned during the trial at Florida State, college students, women, would show up to the trial to watch it and wait on him because they thought he was so charming and likable and attractive, obviously, that they didn't. There's no way he could do this. No one who looks like that would ever do something like this.
Kind of reminds you of the Butch Jones sheep, doesn't it?
Ooh.
I mean, just like, can't believe that this guy would be rotting your program from the inside out. Can't believe it. Won't do it. I mean, it's more of a dramatization of the position, not the person. You're talking about more of the persona having value.
Yeah, this is
for us. That, it's the
they're different, similar but different.
It's the power of being the head football coach of Tennessee, or any big time thing you care about. I guess that's crazy.
It's wild, man. The gallery.
Thank you,
BJ.
Is that right?
The gallery?
I mean, that's a golf tournament.
The gallery? So it's the same the golf as a courtroom?
I mean, they do have to be quiet. Similar there.
Yeah, at one point, the gallery applauds Ted Bundy after he gives, like, he either asks a good question or demands something in trial, and they all clap. And the judge, played by John Malkovich, nice get, Netflix, getting big John Malk, kind of has to put the gallery in its place. Man, it's so good. I know, everyone, it's a dramatization. I understand there's inaccuracies in the movie. I'm just saying it was a good movie. I felt like they were trying to paint the picture of this is what everybody fell for, the handsome, smooth-talking, nice guy. There's no way he could do this. And then the evidence starts piling up, and you just see everyone's kind of world crumble in front of him. Oh, my God, maybe he really would if he did do this. Is this oh, my God, well, what, this and this and this and this. You know, you start putting it together yourself. Just saying, it's a good movie. Can't wait to watch the 3-part documentary today to really learn more about the situation. Although apparently some of these crimes, whew, way more sinister than I ever even imagined. I don't even really want to look at them, but I'm going to do it for the people and myself. Yeah, Tale of the Tapes documentary on Netflix. That's what I'm going to watch today. I wanted to watch the dramatization first and then
go to the real deal.
And then that way I can judge the movie. Because, I mean, facts are facts. The documentary is going to be fact-based.
Right.
Now I can go back and say, man, that documentary really did a bad job. But maybe it was unintentional, but I thought the director was trying to show, hey, this is how likable and nice this guy was. This is why it took so long to catch him. Well, that and the technology in the 70s was not near what it is today. Sorry, didn't mean to get on that spiel, but we were talking about, you know, which player would we?
Well, don't worry,
make disappear.
Tyler's tweeted at me. You need to tweet that at Houston. He says it's not a great movie at all. It's decent, but the documentaries are so much better. So you've got
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe everyone watched the documentaries because I believe they came out first. Then they watched this and they said, "Oh, well, that's not the real thing." I wanted to watch them in reverse order.
All right.
Like I bet all the Rotten Tomatoes critics watched the first one first, and then they watch this, and so they're like, well, we know the truth, so this is stupid. This isn't how it looked. Mm. I think they're telling it from the girlfriend's perspective. Or maybe it's not the girlfriend per se, but the woman perspective, the female perspective of how you could be lured in and ultimately manipulated and tricked by this guy, you know, in a way that ended up in your death.
Mm. We'll shift gears.
Much like Butch Jones, as you said.
Kick off hour two next.